Welcome to the Vince Del Monte Podcast Show, where each week we bring you the raw and real experiences, lessons, and timeless principles every man needs to master the 5 M's of manhood. By sharing conversations with the world's most successful people pursuing the 5 M's, you'll build muscle faster, achieve a winner's mindset, increase your money, dominate your mission, and go the distance with your marriage. My name is Vince Del Monte, entrepreneur, author, pro fitness model, and father. And I've helped tens of thousands of men transform their bodies and lives through muscle, entrepreneurship, and personal development. Thank you for spending some time with me today. Now let's begin.
Hey, welcome back to the Vince Del Monte Podcast. We are now in Q2. That is the month of April. Can you believe it? Where is the time flown? 3 months into 2021. And super, super great to be back here with Coach Corby Waters here. We've got a fun episode here for you today. Piggybacking off our last episodes around 7 deadly sins. Today, we want to talk about likely where your ego is showing up as a fitness coach, as a nutrition coach, as someone who sees themselves as an expert. It's probably the number one thing that's holding you back from making more money. And we want to really help you guys out. We want to help ensure that your ego isn't getting in the way with achieving what is necessary to have maximum impact while maintaining your credibility. That's what I want to touch on today. While maintaining credibility as an online fitness coach, health coach, nutrition coach. Today, what we're going to talk about is the best marketer wins. Now, this is a great topic. Corby always brings these great ideas to me because working with our students on the front lines throughout the week, throughout the day, 5-6 hour calls at a time, we see themes that show up amongst our members' mindsets. And Corby, maybe you can give us some context to what you've sensed as something that's maybe a block or a limiting factor holding people back. Who should be making far more? And when I say making far more, I'm really saying reaching further, having greater impact. When I reference the milestone of making more money, that's a representation of expansion. However you want to interpret it, I don't really care, but having maximum impact without losing your credibility, we want to prove to you that it can be done. And it will require you to be the best marketer, though. So what have you seen as some things that our coaches need to listen to today, or else their businesses aren't going to grow, regardless of the tactics and strategies they have?
The first thing I would say is when you rely on your certifications to be your calling card, people don't see certifications in your marketing. The only time I'm really super important to have your certifications is for a surgeon. I don't want a surgeon who just did junior college. That makes a difference for me. I don't want a surgeon that did 2 years. I don't want that surgeon. But in fitness, nobody can see your credentials. Like when you're out there, you can go to every type of course. You can go to this nutrition course and this weightlifting course and this kinetic course and this course. But your viewers, they don't see that. The people who are following you and the people that are coming after you, they're looking for authenticity and can you connect with them? Because at the end of the day, Vince, I can get a Ben Pakulski certification. I can get a precision nutrition certification. I can get a variety, a dozen integrative nutrition center of the world, whatever it is. If New York is right up the street from me, mm-hmm. I can get all those certifications. But if I'm not relatable and people like me and people want to hear from me, it doesn't matter. So the first thing I would tell marketers is to concentrate on connection instead of education. Because if you connect with people, you don't have to be the smartest guy. I can definitely tell you the top people in this industry are not the most certified people. We got, even in our group, we have people that have sometimes 7, 9. We have one person in our group with 11 certifications. That's a lot. I didn't even know there were 11 things to get.
And then each one of those certifications has a level 2, a level 3, a level 4.
Yeah. So, and I'm like, how is it not possible that you should be on Oprah? Like, as much as they don't believe in their ability to connect with people, so it affects everything. Then you got people with no certifications, but they mm-hmm. connect and they know what they know and they just teach what they know. They don't try to be an expert. They try to be a person that's out there helping people. And those people do well.
Yeah, that's so true. So when I got into the industry, one of my very first mentors told me this industry is 85% human engineering and 15% technical engineering. And I found that very fascinating because I was coming off of a four-year university degree where I got all the biomechanics, biology, I took nutrition, all the different exercise physiology courses. So you're coming off of a schooling that just emphasized all the stuff that's happening at the cellular level in the body, at the musculoskeletal level in the body. So when you come out, they don't talk, they're not preparing you at all for any form of human engineering, nothing. So then when you come into the world where you felt like you went to school to get prepared, they basically say that everything you just invested in is only 15% of the equation. You're like, what? Why did I go to school for 4 years then? Now, don't get me wrong, that piece of paper gives a lot of weight, but once you've got one piece of paper, you don't need multiple pieces. So what we have found time and time again, and this is why the science community attacks the marketers too, because the marketers make so much more money. And yeah. I think what I've learned is that I listen to them too. I listen to their arguments and I'm trying to figure out why are they attacking these guys? And it's because they see them as sellouts. They see them as sacrificing their credibility. When you shift from, you know, being an educator, being somebody who's leading with their knowledge, to now somebody who's adding, hey, I'm actually going to market myself. I'm actually going to push my knowledge into the space. I'm going to actually create a sales page and I'm going to have call to actions. I'm going to have offers and I'm going to have bonuses. Maybe we could chat about why do you think this is seen as selling out, or why is this something that's frowned upon or seen as, ew, this is gross. I don't want to do that. And they see it as now they can make an excuse for themselves. I don't make enough money, because in order to make enough money, to make more money, I'd have to be like that person. And I don't respect that. Or I think that's gooey or gross, or that's just, if you have to market yourself like that, it obviously means you don't know what you're doing. I've heard all sorts of things. So let's help. Like, I want people to know that marketing is not evil. Selling yourself is not evil. It doesn't have to be slimy. It doesn't have to, everybody can have their own style. Yeah, for sure. You're going to have the louder guys in the world. You're going to have the guys like Greg O'Gallagher who are much, you know, more hypey. Then you're going to have the guys like Jeff Cavalier who come across and just maintain the education all the way through. But they're both marketing equally aggressively. Yeah. So let's just talk about, can you have maximum impact while maintaining your credibility as a fitness expert?
Let's just put fitness aside for one quick second and just say, look at a guy like Jordan Peterson. That dude is so smart. Like, I read a lot. I study a lot. And I think I would be comfortable in most conversations with most people. But I got to be honest. If I'm in a room with Jordan Peterson, I'm not saying nothing. I'm not saying anything. Like, good point. I don't even know what I can say after he gets done. His arguments at the back doors, everything is locked in. It's a sealed argument. So He uses his education in a way where he can impact people. This is a guy who's got Jeff Nippert, I think his name, Nippert, something like that. Yeah, that dude's real science-based. He's always talking about, I did this test, experiments, blah, 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 blah. But he's clearly marketing what he's saying.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know, like, anybody who's really successful who's not a great marketer. Even Elon Musk, he markets work all day, work all night. That's what he markets. And people get this impression that unless I'm working 19 hours a day, when they look at him, I'm not going to be successful, because it's the Elon Musk. The other person on the other end of this spectrum, like Warren Buffett, he markets 9 to 5, go home and enjoy your family.
Yeah.
Both are equally successful. So in fitness, here's what happens. A person says, if I sound too sciencey, people are not going to like me. No, you can make science entertaining. Bill Nye, the science guy, is doing okay for himself. Yeah, I mean, you know what? That's the reason why I started doing science.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that dude's entertaining. I'm like, oh, that looks cool. I would love to do that. It was the stupid lava volcano, but who cares? I was like, this looks fun.
Yeah.
Before I went to science, I didn't realize those classes was going to be that hard, but he made it fun. So if you don't have an element of fun in your marketing, people aren't going to be attracted to you. And serious can be fun. If you went to, let's say, a clinic on, I don't even know how to say the word, musculoskeletal, whatever.
Musculoskeletal?
Yeah, musculoskeletal. There you go. That would be fun for you. For me, that would be like War and Peace, because I would need to have so much knowledge built up to even understand the class, I might as well just be out and trying to shoot a deer in the city.
It's interesting because when I was going to the RTS events, RTS 123, which stands for Resistance Training Specialist 123.com, RTS123.com, that's the number one biomechanics certification in the world created by Tom Purvis. So if you want to learn where did Ben Pakulski learn, where do the guys like Kasim Hansen, Joe Bennett, myself, we all went to RTS 123. We were the first few guys that came into the marketplace to start essentially bringing these concepts into the more social media realm. And when I was in those events, they're 3-day events, and you got to do like lower body for 3 days, upper body for 3 days, trunk and core for 3 days. And I'm listening to these concepts, and I felt like because I had a marketing brain at that point, I'm hearing all this stuff that I can turn into YouTube videos. And I'm listening to all these, they're like, own the weight. I'm like, oh, own the weight. That's a cool marketing term. And don't let the weight beat you. Let the weight off. We'll let the load off 1 inch at a time. And I'm like, oh man, that's another good cue for my YouTube videos. They're like, they're giving all these cues. I'm just like looking at this as they're like talking about go slow, like lift lighter, squeeze it, contract it hard. Don't swing the weight. Momentum's not a muscle. I'm like, this is all freaking marketing stuff. Like these are, and what marketing is, wow. And what the science guys need to understand is that marketing is just what you believe.
Yeah.
Marketing is what you believe. So what is the definition of marketing? Your beliefs. Yeah. And when you're very clear on what you believe, then you can come with your convictions with a higher level of authority, not even authority, sorry, but more personality, because you know what you're bringing to the table works, but now you're okay with deploying it in a way that will have maximum reach. If I were to teach the RTS stuff the way they taught us in the classroom, nobody would listen because it's so dry. They're talking about moment arms, and there are people who would be like, oh, a moment arm and all these, you know, different force vectors. And I'm like, it's for the hardcore science guys, this is fascinating, but you're going to lose 99% of other people. So you have to ask yourself, am I trying to impress people or am I trying to reach people? If you're trying to reach people, you have to come down to their level and you have to learn how to package things up, right? To a grade 5 level. So that's why I come up with terms called baby weight training, right? It's like, baby weights? Pink dumbbell training? Yeah, pink dumbbell training. You're going to get bigger muscles with pink dumbbells. That's the ego, right? Being afraid to like package up your stuff in a way that might not, you know, impress your peers. And I've heard this one. A lot of trainers are afraid to market because of what their peers might think. They'll get criticized from somebody that says, oh, you're one of those guys now. Oh, you're using those like pages now. Oh, you're using one of those application pages now. Oh, you've really gone off the deep end, eh? As if, dude, what are you doing to market your business? Like, I don't start a business to impress my peers. I start a business to make a livelihood. These are just vehicles. So I find experts, fitness coaches have to disconnect with the how. And if you're going to use an application page, a long form sales page, the way I rectified it all was I found credibility in my knowledge and the results that I was getting for the students. And I said, hey, I could try this really dull way, but it doesn't work. It's not even who I am anyway. So I'm a raw and real guy. I like to just take the high level sound bites and put them out there because that's how I learn. I don't personally need to go deep under the hood to understand how the car runs. I just need to know, hit the gas pedal, use the steering wheel, and don't forget to hit the brakes. But I don't need to know the rest of the, I don't need to know why, what happens when you hit the brakes and how it works with the hydraulics. I don't need to know anything after that. And that's the majority of the population. They just want to be told what to do. When you're becoming a marketer, you're just strong in your convictions. You know what you stand for. And you know that to have maximum reach, you're going to have to package it in a way that people can actually chew on it, assimilate it, and it can actually get digested. Or else you're just using words that impress your peers. But guess what? Your peers aren't buying your programs.
Yeah.
Peers don't buy your programs. That's what I told this guy. He's like, I don't know if I want to still market the way you guys are teaching me how to market. I'm like, why? He's one of my peers, a respected colleague in the UK, called me out. I'm like, what did he call you out on? What's that?
Better call me out to dinner.
Yeah, exactly. What, he called you out because you paid for his dinner because he can't afford. He has to look at the menu. He's got to order the 8-ounce. He can't order a 12-ounce ribeye. because you can't afford it. Why? Yeah. No. But seriously, like, that's the thing. Like, what are you worried about? Because you added a bonus to your package to incentivize people? That's so stupid. And again, that's why we're saying ego holds you back. And we got a new definition of ego, which is edging greatness out. EGO, edging greatness out. So you're literally content with staying good because you'd rather stay in this small collective peer of guys that would rather complain about the industry than actually learn how to get their skills out into the world, get their knowledge to a greater audience by appreciating that what you know is extensive. Like, you're so, here's the funny thing. You should, these people are so smart, yet they're not smart enough to know that they're so smart that they need to package it down for the mainstream to appreciate.
Yeah, I always say this. Apple's marketing every day. Every day, they're relentless. Like, they come for me every day. Ever since the iPhone came out, I can't go more than one day without Apple directly marketing to me or getting their disciples to market to me.
Yeah.
It never stops. So... If app, I always say the only person that don't need more leads is the government because they got all the leads already.
Yeah, they got all the taxpayers' dollars, so they don't need a market because they got all your, they got all of our money.
Yeah, no need to market to us because it's so. Other than that, everybody's marketing: Apple, McDonald's, Walmart, Amazon, and Elon Musk's constantly marketing. But we go when we see those guys because they're big corporations. We go, yeah, they're supposed to market. Hello. Walmart started with a little 5 and 10 store. Nothing in store is more than $5. Now he has Walmart because he kept marketing.
Yeah.
So you got to market if you want to grow.
So let's give him some action steps here and we'll wrap this one up. So how do you become a better marketer? Let's give him a bullet list of things that came up today. I'll do one, you do one. I would say the first one is just to understand that all marketing is knowing your beliefs. All right. If you know what you believe, if you know what you stand for, it's your obligation to make a positive difference. All right. It's your obligation. It is your duty to go out and make a positive difference. All right. So that would be my first point. Let's go back and forth, see who can do more.
Oh, wow. We might be here for hours. yeah. All right. So the second key to marketing is nobody cares about you. And what I mean by that is they care about their problems. Hmm. The only time they care about you is if you're at a contest in your bodybuilding, then they care about you. Otherwise, I want to know how you're going to help me lose my stomach. I could care less about anything else because I care about what I want, not what you want. So when you market to people, never think about what you want. Think about what they want because you can't pay yourself and market to yourself and make money. So you got to think about what they want, the end user. And if you focus on what they want, they'll pay you in exchange for your knowledge.
I love it. That's really good. I'll give people a little more tactical one, which is this will push a few people here, but you need to name your methodologies.
Yeah.
Name your methodologies, because if you don't name it, then you don't own it. All right. So when you own something, now you're an expert because you created it. So don't be afraid to name your eating method. Don't be afraid to name your training techniques. All right. And some people will say that those are just supersets. That doesn't mean you need to call them supersets. Whoever called them supersets is just a name. They're just two words people put together. So you can call it whatever you want. You don't have to call them supersets. You can come up with whatever you want. Like we did with Ben Pakulski, we had quad drop sets. We called it NOS, neurological overload sets. That's an example, NOS, NOS. Well, that's just a quad drop set. Not specifically, because we actually drop a certain specific amount of weight and it's done at a certain time in the workout with only specific number of a set, only on certain set numbers. So when you take ideas and you add your specific, you know, recipe, what you're doing is you're name your recipe. That's what we're saying. All right.
Absolutely.
Name your recipe. Don't be afraid to name your recipe, right? You don't just call it a hamburger, right? You got to name what kind of, why is it the best hamburger in the world? So name your recipe and don't be afraid to name your recipe.
Fantastic. That one's good. Don't be afraid to adapt to your market. Here's what I mean. Literally yesterday on our sales training call, Vince, then on one of our members saying, my program is easy. My program is this. My program. I said, let's take a look at that really quick. How long are your workouts? And then our member went into this long explanation of why her workouts are effective. And I said, wait a minute. That's not what I'm saying. All I'm saying is how long are the workouts? And she gave me this other excuse. I said, okay, I just need to know, like, how long are the actual workouts? Well, they're about an hour. I said, that's the issue. If people tell you they don't have time, you have to make your workout shorter, because we all know that it's workout plus nutrition. It's not just the workout. And she said, it's important that they, I said, well, wait. So here's what I could tell you from a marketing standpoint. I don't care how good your workout is. If it's longer than 31 minutes, I'm not doing it. I don't care who you are, because I'm not interested enough to do it for more than 31 minutes. Mm. So until I get to that point where I'm in shape, I might do a 45-minute workout, hour workout. If I get super interested, I may do a 90-minute workout once a month. But I'm not interested enough to do it that long. And if these people say they got soccer practice, they got this, they got that, they got this, you got to adjust your program so it's easy enough for them to do.
Yeah.
And she said, oh, that could be the issue. I'm like, yeah, that's why nobody's doing the workouts. Because they literally said they don't have time. They got soccer practice, they're soccer mom, they're doing all this stuff. So if you got an hour workout, they don't got an hour. They ain't got 15 minutes. So 30 is even pushing it. Yeah. So focus on how, when you deliver your solution, deliver it in a way that the client that you're delivering it to is going to be able to do the solution that you're proposing to them.
Love it. To pick up on, this whole business is 85% human engineering, your ability to connect with people, the ability to inspire, your ability to create intimate connections. People don't care about your knowledge. Guess what? I've got all the certifications. I got all the Paul Quinn stuff. I got all the precision nutrition. I've got all the RTS stuff. I got an exercise kinesiology degree. I got all the top certifications. So like, this is coming from a guy that's, I'm not a guy that was too cheap. Like, I flew across the pond to go to the UK to learn from Charles Paul Quinn himself. I've gone, sat in classrooms for 3+ days, long days with Tom Purvis to learn all this stuff. So like, I value the education. So this is coming from a guy that values the education. But what I also realize is that the education, if you don't have a marketing brain, you can't package up the education in a way to expand your reach. So for me, I would tell you guys that you need to make your content more entertaining and less educational. All right. More entertaining, less educational, because education I can find anywhere. All right. People aren't paying for education. What they're paying is for them to be moved and to say, you know what? I believe that this can be the guy that helps me. He's moved me. He's connected with me. He's told a story that I can relate with. He's told me stories about his students. He makes this fun. He makes this engaging, right? He's making me feel something different about myself. So you have to become, sorry to say it to y'all, but you have to become a personality. All right. Mm-hmm. You have to become a personality, all right? If your personality is not evolving, you know, you even look at a guy like the glute guy, Brett, what the heck's his name? I forget his name. Oh, the Brett Contreras. Like, he was this hardcore science guy, and his brand's massive, and he's really adaptive. Like, you can see his personality. He stayed true to who he is. He's still the science guy, still glute guy. But you can see like a persona has really evolved in his work. And there's a good example of somebody who's blended both worlds. And you look at a guy like Joe Bennett, another great example, hardcore science guy, but he makes it fun. And it's fun. If you guys don't follow Hypertrophy Coach on Instagram, you got to read his captions. Like, he knows the science better than anybody, but he makes it highly entertaining. It's very fun to read. So if you want to see, like, Vince, there's any examples of this, Hypertrophy Coach, Brett Contreras, they do fantastic jobs. Even Lane Norton, he's very outspoken. These guys know their science, but they bring their personality into their work, and they're not afraid to like say that's wrong. And some of them are a little louder than others. Some of them are a little more authoritative, like Jeff Cavalier. Like, these guys all know their science, but they are marketing. Like, they are telling you, when somebody tells you this is the way to do it and this is not the way to do it, that's marketing, guys. That's marketing, because marketing is your beliefs. It's what you stand for. If you don't stand for something, you fall for everything. So they are telling you to do it a specific way. You can't become more of a marketer. When you say that stuff is wrong, this is right, that's marketing. Education is when you're putting it all out there and you let people decide for themselves. All right. You're never going to make money being like an educator by just saying, here, guys, we're going to just study today. You have to tell people this is right, this is wrong. And then I know what fitness professionals are thinking. They'll say something like this. Yeah, but there's multiple ways to do it. That's true, but that's not what they're paying you for if you want to expand your brand. All right. One of our guys who does intermittent keto fasting got picked on by a couple science guys because they're like, keto and intermittent fasting is only one of many ways to lose fat. Good job, Sherlock. Over here in our world, we do it this way. And he's not saying that other ways don't work. He's saying that if you come into our world, this is the way we do it. And you'll see people pick on P90X for muscle confusion. I get it, guys. But it's they're owning something. That's an example. They're like, muscle confusion doesn't work. Yeah, but then why are all these people getting results? Because they believe it works. Because they believe that the workouts that they're doing by mixing it up from day to day is going to get them the results. So they're compliant with the workouts. If you're compliant with the workouts, you're going to see the results. So you can disagree and waste your time. Like muscle confusion is stupid. That's fine. You can attack concepts if that's like your personality, but just realize that you're not going to make a dent on Beachbody's business, on their bottom line, because at the end of the day, when somebody believes that something works, it means that they're going to now follow the advice. And that's your job. As a marketer, it's your job to get them to believe that your methodology will work for them if they action it. So that's why it has to be entertaining, or else you're not going to have their attention. I think that's...
Wow, that's a really good one. Whew. All right, so let's go with this one. So if we look at... I'm just going to steal yours, Vince. This is marketing, folks. I'm going to take what he just said and repackage it. So look, you got connection and then you got cash. So you got, if you connect better, you'll get cash, but you got to have that C in the middle. So you got connection, you got cash, but the connection only works if you convert them to your way of thinking. So as a marketer, your job is to convert, just like in the Bible, you know, or Islam or Buddhism or whatever the major religions are. The job of those religions is to what? To convert you through communication to their way of thinking. So if you communicate properly, you can convert people to your way of thinking. If you're not a good communicator, you can't convert them. You got the marketers, the converters. You got the brilliant people who don't connect. So if you can connect, you can convert. And then if you have the education in the back, that's going to make it all work. So the best way to think about it is, I had a chance to go to a art show about Picasso paintings. And they said that what the thing that made Picasso so good is once he learned all the principles, he can comfortably break them and create his own style. The principles. So you can always tell people who know their education, because when they break the principles, they break them in a way where it's natural. Or they package them in a way it's natural. If you just try to follow the principles, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, you're going to be jammed up. I can tell you that right now, because I can start a fitness business and I'm sure I can make $5,000 in 6 months. And I know nothing, Vince. I know more from being around fit pros, but I don't know half as much as most of them, but I can get the $5,000 in 6 months for sure.
Yeah. Because well, I think you do a lot better than that, Corey. People just want to be around you. We had a trainer in our gym. She was with the gym when I went to Phoenix Fitness. This was when I was 23 years old. I got there. She'd been training the same clients for over 10 years, a little Italian lady, and all of her female clients, all overweight. I asked the boss, I said, what the heck's going on? They're all overweight. They not like, you know, coach them on nutrition or anything. It's like, they don't care. I'm like, what do you mean they don't care? They don't care. They just like hanging out with her. She's like a sweet lady. She's super funny. You'll see. Once you get to know her, you'll see you just want to hang out with her all day. I'm like, So they keep renewing 72 sessions at a time, $3,000 every couple months, just because they want to be with her. Like they just like to come in and work out with her. They want to be, they just like to be a part of her community. I'm like, this again, remember, this is, I'm 23 years old. I'm new to the fitness industry. I thought like personal trainers, you know, whip people into shape. People hire a personal trainer to get a workout program. That was my perception of being a personal trainer. And then I'm like, so this is the busiest trainer at the gym and her clients have been with her since you guys opened 10 years ago, but none of them, they don't work, care about their weight loss. I don't understand. What are they paying for her? They just love to be with her. That's kind of what you said. That's why I said, Corb, you make a lot more money because people just want to be around you.
Yeah. Yeah. I see what you mean.
Yeah. Right, I've got one more, I think one final one here too. And this will give us five. All right. So there's something that showed up in our Slack channel yesterday with all the coaches, and Alex brought this to my attention. And I don't know if you saw that message, but a lot of people think that I personally became successful just because they didn't think it was because of why it was. All right. They maybe thought I was just been around for a long time. I want to just put it on the record that I'm not an inherently smart guy. Okay. I struggled in school. The reason that I became good at marketing, and this is your, I guess we're giving them five principles here. Your fifth principle to become a better marketer is to hang out with better marketers.
Yeah.
And you're not going to find better marketers in certification programs. You're going to find better marketers in high-level masterminds. All right. You're going to find better marketers in coaching programs and business coaching programs. All right. You're going to find better marketers at events. All right. So if you want to become a better marketer, your top five friends need to be really good marketers. And that's how I got good. My best friends are all like incredible marketers. Like Joel Marion, one of my best friends, one of the best marketers in the world. When you can text message a guy and say, hey, can you check? What do you think of this subject line? What do you think of this body copy? What do you think of this name of a program? Like I have access to somebody's brain that can change one word and makes you extra couple extra $1 million. So if you're not a part of a mastermind, you're leaving so much money on the table because you don't have access to people who are thinking like a marketer. So that's your fifth principle. You need to surround yourself. Can you imagine being around Suzanne Galuzzo or Trevor of Smashworks or of Charlie Johnson, guys that are over $150,000 and $200,000 a month? These are brilliant marketers. What are their knowledge is outstanding as well. But at the end of the day, it's probably not too far off the same methodologies that you're prescribing. What's different is how they market it.
Yeah.
How much more money do you think you would make if you were surrounded by people doing consistent 100K months, consistent $50,000 months? When you boil it down, you find out, goodness me, they went to the same school as I did. They got the same dang certifications as I did. But what are they doing differently? It's what you said, Corby. It's not that you have value to give. It's that you know how to communicate your value.
Yeah.
And that's the difference. All trainers have value. That's no one's going to debate that. Every trainer has value as a motivator, as writing the reps, counting the reps, as pushing them to organizing the reps, all that stuff. That's the physiology, the biomechanics, you know, how to actually do the movements in the gym. That's extremely valuable, but that's only 15% of the business. The other 85% is being human engineering, which is how to communicate the value in a way for somebody to say, oh crap, I have a problem I didn't realize I had, and these guys have a solution, and I need to maybe take this next step. And look, they've got a great offer with some bonuses. Now you're a marketer. Now you're going to have maximum reach, and you're not going to hurt your credibility because you're still delivering the same knowledge, but you've learned how to communicate it in a way that now actually helps people take action. And that's all we're talking about today. And then at the end of the day, I'll give this one last one here. I gave this to Joe LaGalbo. Joe LaGalbo is our top US student. All right. So Joe came to me a couple of years ago to one of my very first events, spent the last $2,000 to his name. After that event, he went from zero to $10,000 a month. Then he came back to me a couple years later when I had another event in Toronto. And that's when I launched the seven-figure mastermind at that event. And after he signed up, he went from 10K a month to 30K a month. Over the first year in the mastermind, he built his business up to 50K a month. And then in the second year online, he became a seven-figure earner, 1.2 million in his second year online. Third year, his business did over $3 million. Just a few weeks ago, I interviewed him, and his business is now doing between $600,000 and $800,000 a month. If you ask Joe LaGalbo, what was the number one thing you learned from Vince Del Monte? He said this in his interview. He said, Vince, you told me to take my personal trainer hat off and put my marketing hat on into the permanent on position. And you told me that I need to be a better marketer than a coach. So I decided to go all in on learning marketing more than learning how to actually be a fitness coach. And that was the biggest thing. You gave me permission to be a marketer. So for everybody listening right now, Corby and I want to give you permission to be the best marketer in the world. Absolutely. Become the best marketer in the world. All right. You can have maximum impact while having maximum credibility. It's not because you're a better marketer now, your credibility goes down. In fact, your credibility goes up. All right. Because you're having more reach and you're helping more people are getting help. People are now going to trust you even further beyond the certifications because they're going to see the social proof. So you can't lose. All right. Well, I don't know what that looks like for you, but if you want some support in becoming a better marketer, send me a message on Messenger, Facebook Messenger, or Instagram DM at Vince Del Monte and just say, hey, Vinny, I'd love to hear about your coaching. Love to hear what it'd be like to work with you and Corby and your team. And we will support you to becoming the best marketer. All right. We're not going to coach you on your reps and sets and the physiology and the biomechanics. What we will coach you on is how to take that and how to package it up in a way that has maximum reach. All right. I am the best in the fitness industry at this. All right. I've been doing it longer than all my competition combined. So I should be the best. So that's, I should be the best considering I've done it the longest. So that's not actually boasting. That's actually just, like, I hope you're the best, Vince. You've been doing this longer than everybody else. Yeah, you're right. You're right. So I'm coming with a lot of mistakes and we're going to make sure you avoid my mistakes and you combined all of our experience and we're going to help you become a better marketer in a way that's congruent with your brand, with your voice as well. That's the best part about it. We're not going to make you say stuff and do things that aren't you, but we'll move you in the direction that helps you reach more people. So that's the coolest thing about what we do. We don't just throw you into hey, everybody say this. It's let us teach you that we'll educate you on the concepts and then you'll start to make them your own. So I hope that's helpful for you. Corby, any final words and we'll wrap it up.
Yeah, we made the mistake, so you don't have to.
Yeah, we did. Well, remember, yeah, I remember when I started to be the science guy, that's when my income went down. When I stopped just trying to be real and raw, no nonsense Vince Del Monte, no nonsense muscle building. That was the brand. When I tried to compete with the science guys, that's when I started getting myself into trouble. So that's another podcast for another day, not owning who you are. And I wanted to try and impress my peers instead of having impact amongst the people coming to me for advice. So I lost kind of sight of the goalposts, if you will. And again, that's a mistake that I can help you avoid. I understand this world better than anyone because I've been in it longer than anybody. Send me a message. Hope to hear from you. We'd love to help you kick off Q2 with a strong start. If you're a trainer, people need you right now. All right. People need you more than ever because, yeah, a lot of people have created a lot of bad habits no matter where you're at in the world. Some places are opening up. Some are still in lockdown. And people need solutions right now. A lot of people have bad habits and you're the fitness coach. You're the health coach. You're the nutrition coach. You're the person that can restore their health and fitness so that they can be effective in their personal life because it can be very mentally stressful right now in all areas of the world. So you're a gift from God to many people. Don't let that gift that you have to give to the world be held back because of your ego and because you think that people are just coming to come to you. You have to learn how to market so people find you. All right. That's the secret, everybody. Corby, thank you so much, brother.
Take care, brother.
Ciao, ciao, everyone.
And that's it for this episode. If you want to hang out with more serious online fitness coaches who are starting, growing, or scaling profitable online fitness businesses, then you're going to want to head on over to vincedelmonte.ca/group, where I do a free weekly training on the smartest and easiest way to build a high-ticket fitness empire in less time. This is my free Facebook group, and this is where all the deep dive, amazing, instantly implementable advice gets dropped that you're not going to want to miss. And thank you for listening to the Vince Del Monte podcast. And if you're getting value from this show, please subscribe and leave a 5-star review over on iTunes. And if you like to get yourself 3 free samples of the world's only all-day energy pre-workout preload, leave a review on iTunes, screenshot it, and send it to my Blue Verified account on Instagram. All you got to do is go to @VinceDelMonte, send it on over. We'll get your address, and we'll ship 3 free samples to your front door to give you all-day energy, just as a little token of my appreciation for supporting the show and getting the word out there. I'll see you next time.